This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago alderpersons say they want more oversight over who the next leader of the CTA will be. Dorval Carter is stepping down this month after more than two decades with the agency. Alderperson Andre Vasquez has long called for Carter to resign. He says there should be a nationwide search
to figure out who does this best. I do think it's not something about hearing, you know, who the latest pastor is going to be. It's figuring out who actually cares about this stuff and doing it in a way that instills confidence from the people who ride the system.
Vasquez also wants the city council to have the authority to approve Mayor Brandon Johnson's next CTA president pick. The leadership change comes amid proposals to consolidate Chicago's mass transit agencies. Prosecutors in former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's federal racketeering conspiracy trial confronted him with a previously unheard wiretap. Prosecutors played a secret FBI recording of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. They were musing at how much ComEd was paying a stable of consultants.
Well, if you remember...
Some of these guys have made out like bandits, Mike.
Oh, my God. For very little work, too.
The feds say the pair secured no-work ComEd gigs for several of Madigan's political friends. The government persuaded the judge to air the tape after Madigan testified last week he had been angered to learn an ally had a no-show ComEd job. After playing the tape, prosecutor Amor Bachu asked, "That's you laughing, isn't it, sir?" Madigan said, "Yes." Local consumer advocate groups turned over thousands of public comments calling for the state to overhaul the People's Gas Pipe Replacement Program. Abe Scar is with the Illinois PIRG, a consumer watchdog group. He's walking up LaSalle Street with an entourage behind him.
So we're delivering 5,000 comments from Chicagoans asking the commission to follow through and enact reforms to the pipe replacement program.
He's talking about the People's Gas Safety Modernization Program. It was supposed to replace old pipes in Chicago, but it's way over budget and behind schedule.
Left unchecked, the program would cost literally billions and billions of dollars, all of which are passed on to consumers.
Last year, the Illinois Commerce Commission halted the program pending an investigation, which is expected to wrap up next month. Today and tomorrow, we'll see temperature highs in the low teens and upper 20s, before a boost for the rest of the week in the Chicago area. On Thursday, temperatures will climb to the upper 30s. National Weather Service senior forecaster Mark Ratzer describes what will come next.
We may touch 40 degrees on Friday. And then looks like we'll be trending back toward colder weather then again, especially like Sunday into like next Monday, like early next week.
It's possible we'll see rain Friday or Saturday. Something else you should know today. A data breach is impacting students and parents of Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic Schools. PowerSchool, the software used by the Archdiocese to manage student and employee information, says an unauthorized party accessed private data. That included student names, addresses, and birth dates, as well as phone numbers of emergency contacts. Social security numbers for less than 1% of students may have been included in the breach. In a statement, the Archdiocese says no grades or medical or financial information were exposed, and that it's part of a larger breach of PowerSchool's software. PowerSchool tells the Archdiocese that the situation is contained, and they have found no evidence of ongoing unauthorized access. Today's weather, we've had some snow this morning. It will be mostly sunny in the afternoon with highs around 20 degrees. Wind chill values could get as low as 10 below. Tonight, lows will be around 5 above. And we'll experience cold again tomorrow with highs in the lower 20s and a mostly sunny day. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.